Having a chat with member for Flinders, Sam Telfer. Sam, g'day, mate. How are you going?
Oh, very well. Great to be here.
That's good. That's good. So there's lots going on around the Eyre Peninsula as we know it at this particular time. Let's start off with roadworks on the Flinders Highway. How are things going there?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been encouraged that the government have actually allocated a bit of funding to the Flinders Highway. It's been one which I've been, you know, long advocating for this to be the next part of investment for highways on the Eyre Peninsula. So the section between Whangarei and Port Lincoln has had an allocation of funding to do shoulders and intersections and that sort of thing. And look, I hope it's the first step, because I know the section from there up to Elliston is in a pretty poor state. I know the section between Streaky Bay and Sejuna is pretty ordinary as well, with, you know, large drop-offs and not much shoulders. And especially that road, which it's not only the normal traffic and the trucks, but we see a lot of caravans going up and down that road. So it's one which we need investment in to keep it safe, and it's one I'll continue to be pushing on.
Very good, very good. And now, something that I've seen on social media, I've seen a few media releases about this as well, the PATS scheme.
Mm. Yeah, so the PATS scheme, you know, as far as regional health goes, is a vital one for us who have to travel from, you know, Eyre Peninsula or far-flung areas of South Australia to Adelaide to access specialist care. And it's one which, you know, as the member for Flinders, I'm pretty prominent on, because, you know, if you're coming from Port Lincoln or Sejuna or Streaky Bay, it's a significant cost to actually get to Adelaide to visit a specialist. And the system at the moment has been delayed that much, and people are waiting several weeks, up to several months for payments. Now, you know, if it's one payment, gee, that's frustrating. But if you've got multiple payments outstanding and are waiting for significant funds to be paid in, you know, I've been talking to patients which are actually reconsidering their next stage of healthcare because they can't afford the travel, because they're still waiting for some of the recompense from the PATS scheme.
Right. Has there been any word at all as to why there's such a delay?
Well, every time we press the minister on it, he talks about, you know, the challenges of workforce and blah, blah, blah. But look, this is not good enough from a department,
no.
Honestly. And for those of us who have to rely on this scheme, it really needs action. And, you know, I've asked the minister, and as have a lot of regional members, to put extra resources into this scheme to make sure the processing time's done well. Look, and there's other aspects of the scheme which I'm keen to make sure we put more money into. The overnight fee, you only get $40 in your pocket to stay overnight in Adelaide. You can't start many places for that. So
these
are the sort of things that we need government attention to upgrade the scheme to make it suit our communities better.
Well, fingers crossed, something good can come of this, and I'm sure you'll be pressing all the major issues with the Australian government, and hopefully we can see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yes. Great to talk.
Thanks, Sam.